I am super excited to announce that we now have a formal partnership with The Prospect Wizard. And when I say wizard, I mean wizard. Obviously, you have a website. This allows you to convert your website traffic visitors directly into leads. It's not just another chatbot, and it's not AI, but it allows a visitor to call, text, or leave a voicemail. Immediately goes to you, your sales team, or anyone else in the club instantly. MIT shows a study that if you contact a lead within 10 minutes, chance of them converting goes up 9 times that of the average. We got the Atlanta clubs on it, Vita Fitness, Gold's Gym, Mountainside, City Fitness Philly, College Park. Become one of the next Halo companies to deploy the wizard. It's easy to use. Go to theprospectwizard.com. Get a free 30-day trial. Talk to my boy, Dave Gallen. He will get you all set up and let the leads flow based on the wizard. Go get them.
This is Pete Moore on Halo Talks NYC. I have the pleasure of having Ethan coming from Sid's Gym. We are going to talk about the revolution and evolution of boutique fitness in New York City post-pandemic. We're going to talk about being a Halo grad, and we're going to talk about having a new look and a new company. So, Ethan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Pete and David. I appreciate it.
Excited awesome. To be here. So you and I first met. I did a number of your classes at Switch Playground. I followed you around when I was doing those workouts, and it was also related to the instructor being a focal point, not just, the workout, but also the persona and the leadership there. So talk about what you did post-pandemic and why you are, re-entering the battlefield.
Sure. So, after Switch had closed and the pandemic first started, it was this new world for myself and all my fellow trainers out there who didn't really know what to do now that there was no gyms to go to. So one of my friends actually reached out, one of my clients, and she asked me, she's like, hey, you taught this class in person that only required a yoga mat. She's like, why don't you teach it on Zoom? And I had never thought about teaching a fitness class online and was like, let's try it out. And first week I got 15, 20 people to come take the class. I think I called it it was a body weight core workout. So I called it core day or something like that. And then, a few days later, I was like, all right, let's just do this weekly. And I think I was doing a handstand or something. And the name came to me. I'm like, I'm going to call it Quarantine, Quarantine. Boom, cool. I got a catchy name. Now I can promote this thing a little more. Next week was 30 people. Nobody had anywhere to go. And this became the weekly thing to look forward to. People started inviting their family members. We got it to 80 people. And I remember I hit this point on Zoom where you have to upgrade your system if you have over 100 people. And I didn't know if I was going to get 100 people, but I'm like, well, if I buy it, I'm just going to manifest that we get over 100, and got over 100 people that next week in this weekly quarantine class, and just developed this community of people who really had nothing going on and look forward to this weekly workout on Tuesday nights after the workout. I don't know if you remember this in New York, people would go onto their balconies and cheer for the healthcare worker. So I had everyone on the team join me and do that. And we built this online community that, there was a few companies doing it, obviously Peloton being the main one, but I just realized how important it was for people to come together and do something, especially when we were so disconnected physically. And, people were like, oh man, pandemic must've been hard for you now that your gym's closed. And I'm like, actually I'm doing better than ever. Like I'm teaching classes to 100+ people. Like I never would have been able to do that in person. So as much as I wanted people to get back to real life, I was doing so well that I kind of wanted to milk it as long as I could. Obviously, people started going back to gyms slowly but surely, and the virtual stuff, at least a lot of it, became something that people were trying to get away from because they missed being in person. So thought about a lot of things during the pandemic about how to incorporate that virtual experience if you're not able to make it in person, but also people need in-person training. Like there's something to being at the gym with other people, giving high fives, giving fist bumps, that'll never go away no matter what. So was going around to different concepts and came upon this incredible concept with these, I don't even call them treadmills. I call them indoor running simulators that take running, which is a classic form of exercise, and incorporate technology into it to give an amazing in-person experience, but also has the power to scale and be, you know, across the country, across the world.
So when you take a look at the, you know, 100 plus people that you had during the pandemic that kind of created your own little mini community with you as, you know, the leader, the instructor, the, you know, the motivator, how many of those people do you view as loyal to the point where they kind of become your seed, you know, your founding members of Sid's Gym?
Sure. I would say anyone who's in New York City still from that group would become at least a client and try out what I'm promoting, because they trust me and they saw what I was able to give to them during the pandemic, and they believe that anything that I'm going to provide to them and that I put my name behind, they'll at least give it a chance. And then it's my duty from there to keep them coming back, because, you know, I appreciate people for giving me a chance, but I don't expect them to become members after their first visit unless I do a great job. So that's on me.
Gotcha. So, you know, first, you know, give a shout out to, you know, the name Sid, and, you know, the coincidence there with the parties that you're aligned with. And then I got some questions about building the business.
Yeah, sure. There's a lot to unpack with the name. First thing being, coming up with a name is extremely difficult, I believe. At least a good name. Some people might say it's easy, but to me, it's one of the most important parts of your business, and it tells a huge story. All the names nowadays that I'm hearing, like, they just sound the same. It's like Fit Body and Tone This and like these futuristic names that, like, they don't sound inviting. They kind of sound intense and basic, and everyone just wants to come up with like that cool futuristic name, and we're going to be the coolest gym ever. And I was talking to my dad's friend on Father's Day a few months back, and I told him I was opening a gym, and he's like, "What are you going to call it? Sid's Gym? My dad's name is Sid." And I'm like, "You know what? That actually has a ring to it. That sounds good. That sounds like a classic gym that is inviting. It's got that personal touch with someone's name. Anyone who knows me knows my dad, and anyone who hears that name just feels like they can relate to it, because it has this sense of, you know, personal touch and connection. And it just so happens that the guy who built this technology has also the name Sid. So all these worlds coming together, naming after my dad, having the guy who built this technology also named Sid. And just kind of differentiating us from everyone else in the market that's doing the same kind of basic name.
Mm-hmm. So when you take a look at, you know, so many issues that we had at Switch was, you know, we had way too many instructors. You know, like the floor was kind of cluttered, and the program wasn't necessarily, you know, as efficient as it could have been from a trainer to member or participant ratio. When you take a look at, you know, you've got a relatively, you know, low number of machines. You got, you know, weight training, you know, as a combo there. Talk a little bit about the number of participants per class and how you feel that's the right number. And you, as the entrepreneur, you know, how many classes are you planning to teach on your own? Because, like, this is your baby.
Sure. So one of the things that most of these gyms in at least New York are trying to do is just maximize the space, which you have to do, right, to pay bills and pay rent. But they're missing out on this. A lot of these gyms, you know, 40, 50 people, you have so many people in a room who are so like-minded, yet none of them connect with one another. And they don't really build these communities that are possible with these people being in the same room together. It doesn't facilitate that. So I think with a smaller class, you're giving a more intimate, personalized experience, anywhere from, I would say, we can fit 8 to maximum 24 people, but we're right around 12 to 16 right now per class. You're giving this incredibly intimate, personal experience where people are networking with one another, and they're so much more likely to tell their friend about it and tell people around them about it because they just had such a great experience. and you build this community much faster because you're giving 12 or 16 people an incredible experience rather than 40 or 50 a decent experience. And those 12 or 16 will just start to spread the word much better than you would, you know, 40 or 50 people.
This is Pete Moore. I want to let you in on a little secret. There's this company called Promotion Vault, and what they do is they give out rewards from retailers that allow you to incentivize your members without having to do zero down and 1 month free, or giving away shakes, or giving away t-shirts. What you want to do is build a rewards program that lasts, that people value, and that doesn't discount your own products and services. So here's the deal. There's something called Rewards Vault. The Rewards Vault is going to allow a member to set up their own profile. They are going to answer questions. You are going to get those answers. You're going to be able to target those members, and you're going to reward them inside your club, inside your spa, and outside of the club and outside of the spa to get them to become loyal, to get them to pay their monthly dues, and to be rewarded properly for the actions. A lot of companies are cutting back on rewards. You shouldn't be. Promotion Vault's your answer. Trust me, this is real.
When you take a look at like this new normal, talk a little bit about how, you know, like what frustration are you solving with the class that you have? And then also talk about to other entrepreneurs that you didn't go out and just try and find a, you know, a cold shell that, you know, was that you had to build out on your own, that, you know, talk about how that partnership came together and the fact that you were able to tape over a location, minimize your CapEx, basically get to market a lot quicker.
Sure. Yeah. First question in terms of frustrations in the market. People seem to not be able to stick with one place and be consistent enough to see results over time. So they keep bouncing from one place to another. And we want to offer a program that gets people excited enough where they don't need this insane amount of variety in order to fulfill whatever their goals are. We're giving them a specialized individual program where they're starting to see results relatively quickly in a fun environment with this amazing technology that we have and around a community, because we know that you can do it on your own. That's fine. You know, some people can do it, but you're much more likely to achieve your goals when you're around other people, especially if it's consistent, right? Every week you're going to this class, you're seeing the people, you're seeing each other get better, you're getting better. You want the other people to see you get better. So I just think New York City is missing that in a lot of ways. What the people that are doing it really well are these running clubs who are getting insane amounts of numbers on these outdoor runs. People are coming together, they're working out, they're having fun. And I think we can do a really good job at bringing that into the boutique fitness space indoor, and actually give people specialized programs built to really help them.
Are you looking at this from like ClassPass, GymPass? Are you using any of the aggregators?
Yeah, we just started with ClassPass. I think they're coming online next week. And I mean, our goal right now is to reach as many people as we can while we're still new, and showcase what we have to offer. And that's incredible technology that you can't find anywhere else, and also world-class coaching. When I found this space, not only was it equipped with a full build-out of, you know, strength training stuff and these insanely cool running simulators, I call them, but they also had hired a world-class running coach named Stuart Calderwood. And he's made me fall in love with running. And I hope I can do that for other people, because he's changed my life about how I think about it. I know there's so many people out there who they want to run. Like, people run and they hate it. Like, imagine you could change that for someone, right? You're giving someone this, you're opening a new world for them. You're not just like teaching them a fitness class and then they go home and they're like, I'll come back tomorrow. They're like, no, I actually learned something today. I got better and I was surrounded around great people. So we're hitting all these different things that I know for sure people are missing. I talk to people every day about it. I can see it. You know, it's why we're so obsessed with social media. We're trying to find this connection. But in New York City, it's right in front of us. So I have this space to offer that.
So, you know, if I'm a potential member and I say to you, Yo, Ethan, I'm going to give you 45 minutes a day, 4 days a week. You know, what should I expect to achieve? And what is it similar to from a physical or from a mental mind body? Like, how would you answer that question?
Sure. Well, first I would just talk to you and ask you, like, what are your goals? Like, what are you trying to achieve? Because I think a lot of these places that you go to, you're not you become a number and a person in class rather than an actual human who's got their own unique things happening in their life. And, you know, why are you coming to the gym? Like, well, what is this? And it's a very casual, you're not interrogating these people, but you're treating them like humans. Like, hey, you know, why do you want to come 4 days a week? What are you looking to achieve? Is it running? Is it strength? Is it just to sweat? And just getting to the bottom of these people's wants and needs in order to fulfill it as best as possible. Because someone could be coming in 4 days a week and want something totally different than the person in class with them next to them, who's also coming in 4 days a week, but yet they can share a class together, a bond, a community. And if we know what everyone's looking to do, we can help them a lot better than just them randomly showing up to class, maybe not even getting their name, and then them leaving and feeling like, oh yeah, that was just another fitness class. You know, we want to change how people feel about showing up to a group fitness class. So I would ask you first. Yeah. First question would be, what are your goals?
Yeah. I mean, I go to SoulCycle 4 or 5 days a week. Yeah. I'm bragging. What, you got a problem with that? I'm just kidding. Never once has anyone asked me like what I'm looking to achieve. And I'm thinking about like, what else would you want to ask me if you're not going to ask me that one question? So I feel like there's a huge opportunity for the next evolution of fitness boutique studios to actually start with like, you want physical results, you want mental results, you know, let's actually diagnose it. Let's put down what motivates you, what doesn't motivate you. We've been doing these seminars with the Gold Gym operators, and I say to them as a joke, not as a joke, but because I know the answer, like, how many event planners do you have as part of your membership base? And they kind of like look at me like, you know, why would I know that? It's like, well, those are the people in your community that are planning events 6 to 12 months from now. Like, think about getting on the front end of all those people that want to look good in pictures and that want to like have some camaraderie, you know, as part of like their, you know, maid of honor or, you know, crew or wedding party, you know, get ahead of that. You know, I used to have to wear elastic jeans because I used to eat too much when I was a kid. So all you have to say to me is like, hey man, we're not going back to Sears, you know, to the Husky department, and bam, you got me, you know, on a 90-day program. If you look like I'm putting on some LBs. So how do you kind of get the people in your company inside of the studio to start to like ask those questions, put it into a database, you know, use that intelligence? Cause you're on the front end of technology, but I think you're also on the front end of, you know, humanization, I guess is what I would like coin you as. So how do you put that into effect, and how excited are you about potentially executing on that, given you know the tools that are out there that you can actually do it if you put the work in?
Oh, I mean, I'm literally getting excited hearing you talk about it, because it is what's missing. Like, how do you go into a class and you're not asked like, well, like, what's your goal? Why do you come here 4 days a week? Like, there's just so much else happening that's below the surface level that we can offer, especially right now as we're small, you know, and we can build the foundation of like, when someone comes into the gym, how are they treated? What are they asked? How do they feel leaving? And all these questions that I feel like you said, SoulCycle is missing, right? I mean, what are the metrics that you're being, like you're grading yourself on? Like, oh, I got a really good sweat today. Like, it was hard. It's like, that's why running's so great. Cause it's like, hey, 3 months ago, you were running a 9-minute mile. Now you're running at 6 minutes. Look how much better you are.
How are you capturing that when I come back on the treadmill? Like, I got a user ID.
We're very much looking into ways to be able to track that as best as possible, right? And give people every single data point they can. I actually just had a guy come in. I started doing this run. Shout out to Pitch and Run. Have you heard of that run club that was started by, I forget his last name, Kevin. Kevin is his first name. Anyway, he started a club called Pitch and Run. Everyone comes Monday morning, Friday morning, 9 a.m., bunch of different startups, so founders, and then also some VCs and venture capitalists. And you go around in a circle and you talk about what you're doing with your life and the things you're working on. And some people are, like I said, just starting a company or about to start or a few years in. And it's a great community. But one of the guys there was talking about his run technology. He's from Belgium. He's trying to bring the company into the United States market. And it was a run tracker that you put on your back and it tells you a bunch of different things about your run. You know, we can incorporate that into our class so we can tell people, hey, your core stability is not great or your impact is too heavy. Here are some exercises you can do to work on it. You know, you go to a, you know, I'm not going to say a name, but you go to some of these running classes and you just go in there. They tell you to run as hard as you can and you leave and you're like, I think that was good. Like, I'm not really sure. You know, I ran fast, but, you know, in order to really help someone, you got to give them metrics and things to, you know, you can't calculate it if you don't, put some data behind it.
This is Pete Moore. Here's the last tip for you of the podcast. We are partnered up with a company called Higher Dose, higherdose.com. They are the leader in workout recovery products, infrared technology, LED light masks, neck enhancers, and other products such as PEMF mats and sauna blankets. If you have not gotten on the workout recovery train yet, your time and your stop is now. You got to get these products in there before these workout recovery and spas end up saturating your market. Having your members walk out of the club and going into one of their locations for $200 per month where they're paying $39 to you. Let's become an expert in workout recovery if we are already an authority in workouts. Higher Dose, check it out. There's a wholesale code, and we look forward to helping you augment your products and services to meet the demands of your members. And hey, let's get people happy, healthy, and sweating, and the recovery should be just as good as the workout.
Ethan, can you, we haven't really touched on the tech yet, and it's important. So Ethan, can you explain specifically about how this technology is different and the fact that these treadmills don't exist anywhere else in the world and why they, you know, how they work?
Sure. So, and I'm just going to keep saying this because the word treadmill has like the worst, when you think treadmill, people think like horrible, not fun, boring.
Right. Exactly.
I almost don't even, I don't want to even use the word treadmill anymore. And I'm purposely going to do that going forward.
Do change it. I mean, we don't use the word wellness. So just get rid of the word treadmill. We'll retire it. Yeah. Now.
It's an indoor running simulator. It's an indoor running simulator. It's simulating what you would do outside, similar to a golf simulator where you're, you know, hitting it into a screen and it's telling you where your ball is going. It's simulating an outdoor running experience on a simulator. Everything that's happening on the treadmill is happening based upon the terrain that you're seeing on the screen in front of you, which is a completely immersive experience. So most of the time when you're running on a treadmill, your mind is totally somewhere else. You're trying to think about anything but the run. This treadmill, it's like a gaming experience. So you're so focused on what's happening because the map is actually moving in front of you like you would in a video game or like you're running outside. You know, if you're on the treadmill normally and you're staring at a mirror in front of you or nothing's moving, it's kind of a weird thing for your brain because you're like moving your body, but your surrounding is staying the same. You're running outside, you know, you're moving through space. Here on the treadmill, you feel like you're moving through space. Even though you're not, your brain or our brains are like not equipped enough to actually realize that we're running on a treadmill. And like 5 minutes into the run, you're fully immersed. You forget that you're on the treadmill. You forget that you're indoor running. And the treadmill is going up and down so quickly because of the technology, which I won't, you know, say exactly how they're doing it, but basically the treadmill is able to go up and down really quickly, simulating a trail run or a hill run, rather than having to like click a button, have the treadmill go up super slowly, then get to the top. You know, you're seeing a hill in front of you on the screen, boom, that treadmill hits up like you're going up the hill. The treadmill, you know, the hill starts to go down, treadmill starts to go down, and you're not pressing anything. You're just completely focused on the map in front of you, whatever type of terrain you choose. You want to focus on hills, you do a hill run. You want to run the New York City Marathon, you can run the exact New York City Marathon with the visual aspect and the terrain. There's nothing like it. And we're the only people that have it.
Nice. So in closing here, one, if anyone sees me and wants to pitch and then I run, assume that I'm not interested in investing in early stage. But since Jim, I would like to frequent. I'll be back in the city in a week, so I want to get on one of these virtual running experiential devices that you have and have you run me through a workout again. So in closing here, you know, give us the pitch on SIDS and what people should expect.
Sure. Well, thank you so much again for having me. And at SIDS Gym, we're going to provide people with a unique running experience that they cannot get anywhere else, surrounded by a great community of people, including coaches and other clients who will help them achieve their goals. And truly, we care about the people that come into our gym, and we want to give them what they want and help them achieve whatever it is they're looking to achieve and treat them like the people they deserve to be treated. And we're just super excited to do it and to be the first of its kind. So yeah, super excited. And thank you for having me.
Awesome. You got it. All right. Since Jim, all the information will be in the show notes. Check it out. Change your workout, change your life. Ethan, thanks for committing to this industry and creating the halo effect, bud. It shows in your passion, comes through always.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.